Hello again. This is Roz Cardinal, the founder of Shaping Change. Welcome to the second session of the Thriving in the Midst of Change audio series. Last time we focused on three steps that you could take to navigate through times of change. I hope you're able to recall other successful changes in your life, that you're able to go easy on yourself by understanding that change is awkward, and that you're able to do something that made you feel in control. In today's session, we're going to talk about how different personalities deal with change. Human behaviour is a subject that's been studied in depth since the turn of the last century. Psychologists have conducted a plethora of research about human behaviour and have identified a number of basic personality types. You may have even had an assessment that categorised you as a combination of letters, such as Myers-Briggs or the DISC profile. Some assessments even characterise behaviours by referencing animals, colours, or even types of ice cream. But today, we're not here to talk about behaviour assessments. What we will do is identify four basic behaviour types and how each type responds differently to change. We're simply using these categories as a tool to better understand how we cope with stress. The four types are the take charge type, the people person, the steady, calm person, and the process and procedure person. The first type of person has a strong tendency to be a take charge type and often the instigator of change. They like to be in charge, they move at a fast pace, and they're the first ones to suggest that we change things around here. They adapt to change as long as they're in charge. If they're not in charge of the change, they'll often resist the change, argue about it, and can be the last one to support it. The second type are very personable. We call them people persons. They tend to have a positive outlook on life and may not be as bothered by procedural changes. They tend to adapt to the world around them. These people are also fast-paced, but they focus more on people than they do on process. Their biggest concern is how the change is going to affect their relationships. Maintaining relationships is more important to these types than the impact of the change. Of course, as you can imagine, this type of person needs to talk about change, discuss it with everyone they know, and make sure that change has minimal impact on relationships. When a relationship has to change, these people often have the most difficulty. All of us know someone who's really steady. They love routine, they move through life more like a sailboat than a jet ski. Their biggest concern about change is how it's going to affect their routine. They need more time to adjust. The difficulty about steady people is that they often do not express their discomfort with change, so it's easy to believe they've adjusted. If you are one of the steady types, then you need more time to process, especially if it significantly disrupts your routine. If you're a steady person, you may feel more lost, vulnerable, and uncertain about change, and you may even dig your heels in and be perceived as stubborn. And the last type we're going to talk about is the person who focuses on tasks and procedures. They like knowing what the rules are and they'll follow the policy and procedures. They're sometimes described as more serious types. They collect data, they arrive at a conclusion in a very systematic way. Sudden changes, especially if they're not supported by rational thinking, are very difficult for this type. Their concern is how the change is going to impact them and their tried and true way of doing things. This type of person will think about change in a more scientific way. They want it to make very good sense and will want time to test it before showing too much support. As I talked about the four types of people, I'm sure most of you were thinking, well, I'm a little bit like that style, a little bit more like another style. And look, that's normal. The important lesson I want you to learn today is that we have a natural way of dealing with change, and that style is going to be different for all of us. What's difficult for one person to accept is easier for other people. What may drive you to despair or panic may not bother another person at the same level of intensity. Therefore, you can't measure your ability to cope with change against someone else's. Your ability to thrive will be different from someone else's. So this week, pay attention to not just the change that you're going through, but how the change that others are going through is impacting them. Resolve to be patient with yourself and with others as you navigate through the course of change. Next time, I'm going to share with you five tips for moving through the transitional period of change. Until then, remember these words of Bruce Barton: when you're through changing, you're through.